got my building so high as a kite. I'm letting the moonlight fly by so high in the sky.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night, with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions. Plus, the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th, led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us on the penultimate Sunday of the Del Mar Summer Race Meeting. Boy, where does the time go? Everything will wrap up a week from tomorrow, and that'll be Labor Day, the traditional end of summer. It's really not much that way anymore, at least here in Southern California, with everybody back to school 2 and 3 weeks ago. So anyway, it is what it is. An awful lot to recap. I want to give a big tip of the cap to Phil D'Amato, trainer of Ironman Cal. No doubt he's found a new home on the main track. Joel Rosario aboard yesterday for victory. And the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien
going 7/8 of a mile. It's now on to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And the very next race, the 10th and final yesterday, Graham Motion, shipping in from the east, is now 3-for-3 in graded stakes races at this Del Mar Summer Stand. He took the Marathon Mile and 3/8 Turf Del Mar Handicap with Juan Hernandez aboard Test Score, up to win by a neck at 5-2. The mutual there, $7.20. No question about it, the biggest performance of the day yesterday. Well, that came on an absolutely incredible star-studded crowd card, rather, at Saratoga Racecourse. And that came in the Grade 1 Travers, the big performance from Leading Change. I got to give a big tip of the cap to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets on air here on AM 830 and nationwide at ThoroughbredLA.com. He was all over Leading Change. He made history yesterday, making only his third career start for Brad Cox, and they wheeled him into the Grade 1 Travers. The late summer Derby, just an iconic race, one of the biggest races in the world, and Leading Change under substitute rider Manny Franco, who's had a tremendous Saratoga, pinch hitting for Irad Ortiz, who's out with injury, and a huge effort, Leading Change returning, I believe, $22 and change. Let's go ahead now and get back, $22.76, and let's say hello to the man himself, Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning, and on behalf of everybody, just another tremendous job. Great job with Leading Change.
Thanks, Mike. Obviously, Brad Cox and the horse deserve all the credit. You know, the fact that he was going to run this horse in this spot, you know, I know Brad Cox. He's on the conservative side. He's not going to enter a horse just to see his name in the program and to go have a free lunch at Saratoga. You know, to put this horse a mile and a quarter in career start number 3 against seasoned horses, that's quite a feat, and a terrific ride by Manny Franco, and really, obviously, a terrific training job to get the horse to do this in career start number 3.
And a word about Gunrunner. I mean, his fee for this year was $250,000. My gosh, between him and Into Mischief, but Gunrunner is the new gun, so to speak. What an incredible year he's having at stud.
Every horse he sends out runs, and the longer they run, the better they get. So you're right, Mike. His price is going to go up again after this year, that's for sure.
Well, John, you know, you've made a lot of the fact that Englishman just might be the best 3-year-old in captivity. A little bit of a recap of yesterday there at Saratoga. You know, it was we mentioned the Travers going to Leading Change, but the Alan Jerkins going 7/8 of a mile, Englishman off at 2-5, with Jose Ortiz up for Cherie DeVoe, 120 and 71/100. I was amazed the way this horse popped the gate, and then Jose was able to slow it down. And the runner-up, Deep Flame, I thought a huge effort in defeat. But talk about Englishman and how good he is, John.
Well, he ran a 2 or 3, I think, last time out, and people thought he was going to bounce. Well, he didn't bounce. What's amazing, Mike, about that race is they went the first quarter in 23. Right? That means he ran the last 5 furlongs in 57, if those fractions are right, that he actually ran the first quarter in 23. He came home and fit the last 5 furlongs in 57. That's like unheard of.
Let me give the splits. 23 flat, 45 and 2, 108 and 2 for 3 quarters, and then 7/8 of a mile in 120 and 3 fifths, almost right on the track record. Just a massive effort.
And he did it so easily. I mean, you know, so she has the best sprinter, and she has the other horse that won the Derby and everything else. So she's sitting pretty good. Obviously, they're not going to run against each other. She's not going to stretch this horse out. There's no point to it. Well, you know, he's obviously the best sprinter in the country now, so why mess with it?
John, back to the other horse, and that's Golden Tempo, the Derby and Belmont winner for Cherie DeVoe. They missed some time. He had gotten sick. I saw the interview Cherie did in front of the race on Fox Sports. They missed 10 days. She kind of discounted that, and I'm thinking, I don't know about discounting that. But Jose Ortiz, I thought, was really remarkably candid with Acacia Courtney after the race. He said, you know, I probably would have been better off going outside, meaning turning for home. He stayed inside. He was full of run. I thought all things considered a huge effort from Golden Tempo in running fourth.
He did, but when he won the Derby, he circled wide with Renegade, if you remember. And when he won the Belmont at Saratoga, he also circled wide. So this was a new game. But he needed to save ground, Mike. Those other horses were ahead of him. He wasn't getting to them.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting to them. They could have gone around two more times.
I agree.
And he was not beating leading change yesterday.
Yeah.
He just wasn't.
Let's talk a little bit about Ricardo Santana and Ron Moquette. I think a lot of people rooting for them. They were able to get the money in the Grade 1 Forego. That one is the 11th race yesterday, John, there at Saratoga.
And you want to hear something amazing, Mike? He hasn't won a race in New York in about 8 years.
Amazing.
And the last race he won in New York was the Forego. Back whenever, the last time he won.
Yeah.
And he ships horses here every summer. He's had, you know, seconds and thirds. He just couldn't break through and get the winner, but he got it yesterday, and that horse ran very well. You know, another short field, only six horses, I believe, after the late scratches. But he, listen, take nothing away from him. He ran super. That was the race that they lost Bookham Dano, and I believe. Bookham Dano and Banishing both were scratched out of those races.
Yeah.
Banishing ran Friday night at Charlestown, and Bookham Dano cast in the stall overnight, the night before. And, you know, that was a little bit of a scary situation, but thank God the horse is fine and he'll live to fight again. But he was out of that race, so things certainly changed with the scratch of Bookham Dano, who would have been odds on.
John, so much ground to cover here in the first 30 minutes. I do want to mention the 12th back there, the Ballerina Fillies and Mares at Saratoga yesterday, going 7/8 of a mile. Ways and Means. I love Frank Miramati's call. He said, it's her house. Well, and that's because she's now 6-for-7 lifetime at Saratoga. What a combination. Flavion Pratt, Chad Brown. Flavion with 5 wins yesterday, Chad Brown with 4, and those two guys teamed up for 3 stakes victories.
Yeah, and she loves that track. You talk about horses for courses, like you said, 6-for-7, and the race she lost, well, guess what? She finished 2nd in the race. But they unleashed a horse on the turf, Mike, earlier, a European Invader named in the 10th race. This was one of the Lake Placid. This horse was dead last, turning for home at a mile on the turf course, came home in 21 and change. Dead last, this horse was about as impressive a winner as there was yesterday anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
That's how good this horse ran.
This was a French bred and raced filly by City Light. She had last started at Chanty on May 31st. She comes over here from dead last, and Pratt obviously riding with a lot of confidence for Chad Brown there. Just a great day at Saratoga. What's the weather like today back there, John?
It's a little bit overcast, but it's not going to rain. Yesterday was the most perfect weather day of the meet, and it just they were lucky. A lot of times it rains on Travers Day, to tell you the truth, but not yesterday. The crowd was good. The handle, I think it was the second highest handle they've ever had on Travers Day, so it was certainly a successful day. I mean, you know, they stretch it out, Mike. They're waiting 35, 38 minutes between races. I know you need it because it's a big crowd. But if you're sitting home, it's a lot of time between races.
No doubt about it. John, before we get your hour one selection, we got something we just got to cover. And I want to preface this by saying, John, I am not by any stretch of the imagination a tree hugger. I am not opposed to progress, this and that. But we have an absolutely absurd, and I mean absurd, plan now before the city of Arcadia, presented by LA28, that's the Olympics folks, and First Racing Santa Anita. I don't think many people have heard about this, and I can't help but hearken back to this nonsense that we were treated to in South Florida a little over a year ago, where everybody had stayed quiet and this was going to be for our benefit. And it's almost like everybody is just treated as an imbecile. You know, I'm talking about the decoupling thing, and that's still a big fight there in South Florida. This has nothing to do with horse racing. I wish some of the wherewithal, the passion on behalf of management would be behind horse racing instead of an idiotic project like this that they're proposing. It's 17 acres of oak trees. of oak trees. By their own estimates, the proponents of the project, these trees range in age, John, from 150 to 200 years old. 34 of them, simple math, conservatively speaking, we're talking about more than 5,000 years of growth, okay? Then, by their own estimation, they say an additional 45 oak trees are going to be impacted by the removal and destruction of the 34. That makes 79 oak trees, John. This is a 17-acre swath of property that adjoins the Hillside Turf Course. Now, Santa Anita comprises, you know, John, I used to be the PR guy there, 320 acres.
I forgot.
There is, I can't tell you how much property there is, just simply covered by asphalt that adjoins the perimeter. And it would be so easy to transform that into a cross-country track. Now, in addition to all of this, I'm getting my Irish up here. I can't help it. The Equestrian Olympics were originally scheduled to be conducted at Galway Downs. Okay, John, you know where that is down south. They have everything there. Santa Anita hosted a tremendous Equine Olympics back in 1984. Alan Balch headed it up, longtime general manager. And, you know, it was a smash success without uprooting a single oak tree. Now, you've seen the Hillside Turf Course there at Santa Anita, John. I mean, that is Santa Anita. And we're exactly told that this is necessary by some of the folks promoting this for safety. They're throwing safety at us. In other words, out of an abundance of caution, there's that phrase, John, we need to remove 34, we'll call them ancient oak trees, because if we try to conduct the cross-country event over that 17 acres there, well, it's not going to go so well if these trees aren't taken out. People are going to run into them. You know, you're going to get clotheslined. Horses are going
to
get hurt.
No one wants to take the blame if something goes wrong. So they're, covering their assets. But well, it's ridiculous.
Safety. Under the guise of safety. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know,
the only hope they have is that the people of Arcadia, the people that live there, have to stand up and say no.
Okay.
No, you're not going to do this.
I've got a little background here. I am told that the billionaire class are the folks that pushed for this entire Olympics enterprise to be moved from Galway Downs up to Santa Anita. The show jumping people, that's where the money is. That's what you got to remember, John. And guess what? The show jumping people, one of the most prominent participants among that particular group, and there are three disciplines. There's eventing, dressage, and show jumping. One of the most prominent riders in Canada happens to be the daughter of a billionaire heiress. The billionaire heiress is Belinda Stronach. She heads up First Racing. The daughter of the billionaire heiress may be the second best rider in Canada. She's certainly way up there. Very accomplished horsewoman. A lot of respect for that. Her name happens to be Nikki Wallace. So anyway, this billionaire class of show jumpers, they demanded that the thing be moved to Santa Anita. Now, I'm also told back in 1984 when Santa Anita hosted this same thing, the cross-country track, they accommodated that at a facility down in Rancho Santa Fe. And as you know, John, that's a very high-income area there, and they have this sort of thing, and a lot of people, they're into that. That's fantastic. But to say we have to go to Santa Anita and in the interests of safety, human and equine, out of an abundance of caution, we have to go ahead and denude a 17-acre swath of land that adjoins the Hillside Turf Course. 34 ancient oaks ranging in age from 150 to 200 years old and impacting, negatively so, 45 additional oak trees. John, it's just absurd.
It is really ridiculous. They think people are stupid when they put out press releases like that. Mike, we're not stupid. We get it.
Yeah. We've got a new vice president, by the way, on the scene. There's no shortage of them. This is a vice president of equestrian operations for Santa Anita and First Racing. Her name, John, is Ashlyn Moore. And she said that the sports governing body, and that is the Federation, you're all supposed to pronounce this correctly, Federation Equestrian International has determined that all three equestrian disciplines, eventing, dressage, and show jumping, must be held at the same facility. So in addition to that, and in the interest of safety, human and equine, we have to go ahead and cut all these trees down. I'm going to try not to use profanity. This is really not right, John. It is not right.
Nope. I'm telling you, the residents of Arcadia have to stand up and refuse to allow it to happen. They have to have some power. These people just can't come into your house and start moving furniture around.
Well,
can they?
Yeah. As I said, we have the billionaire class involved here with the show jumping, and we have city government. I'm betting the city of Arcadia is not going to let this happen. They don't need any more black eyes. We already had a mayor plead guilty to being a spy for the People's Republic of China. There's an email that was on the record, and that's why she pled guilty. Thank you, leader, to whoever her minder was over there in mainland China. I'm veering off a little bit here, John, but not that much. I'm sorry. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of corruption everywhere. Let's just hope that reason prevails here.
It's your only hope, Mike. Yeah, you know, I hear your frustration, and I feel for you because I know how you feel. You're passionate about this, and rightfully so. And it's got under your craw, and you're looking to vent, and you're right. Everything you said was right.
And we know who we're dealing with. I mean,
exactly.
We know who we're dealing with. Like Aaron Wellman, you know, with Eclipse Thoroughbreds said here over a year ago, when all this stuff, I'll put it that way, hit the fan in South Florida, now everybody's cards are on the table.
Right.
Okay?
Everyone is exposed. Yeah. Everyone has shown their hand.
Yeah. All right, John, let's, we're not satisfied with that $22 horse yesterday in the Travers. We've got a 10-race card today at Saratoga, hoping the weather's good.
Yeah, it's a bit overcast, but it will be fine today. Let's look at the 7th race today, Mike. 7 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 9 horse in here, Pocket Queens. 4-year-old filly from the Ilke Kanemasi barn. Rider switch today to Sylvester Gonzalez. This horse is listed at 12-1 on the morning line. She has 5 starts this year, 2 of them on a sloppy track, 2 of them on the turf. Her only race on a fast track last time out wins this race. Again, 12-1 on the morning line. Number 9, Pocket Queens, upsets today's 7th race out at Saratoga.
Who is Sylvester Gonzalez, John?
He rides for this guy. He's an exercise rider for him. He rides a lot at parks, but he wins races for him. He puts him on horses that other guys may not want to ride. For whatever reason, he's got no fear, and that's what I like.
Well, let's hope he wins races for us today. Just won the 7th race at Saratoga. John says it's number 9, Pocket Queens, with Sylvester Gonzalez. And post time for race 7 at the spot today, 4:34 Eastern. John, tell us about the website. I know you've always got something special on Mondays, JONHARDOON.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar. 2-day carryover, by the way, today, Mike, at Del Mar. I think you mentioned that. And also tomorrow, special day of racing Mondays at Gulfstream. It's mandatory Monday, they call it. They've been running it the last couple of weeks, and we put up selections every day before, I guess. You can get Gulfstream this afternoon, anytime after noon Pacific time.
John, I appreciate that. I did not mention the 2-day carryover at Del Mar. It's $192,077, and that'll be races 4, make it 5 through 10. By the way, John, we're going to have Santa Anita Vice President Racing Tom Robbins on top of the next hour. Got a lot to talk about with Tommy Robbins. Just an iconic figure in a very good way, a great way, in our game here in California for so many years. John, appreciate it. And let's get lucky. Race 7 back at Saratoga today with number 9, Pocket Queens. We'll talk to you toward the end of the show and bring you out to Del Mar. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. We'll go ahead and hit this break. John Lindo, boy, if you heard him with Bob Ike yesterday, he was battling through some head cold and maybe more. I sure hope he's okay to join us today. Missed him last week. He's next up. And then we'll be joined by Orlando Gutierrez. A real treat for everybody in hour two. Legendary quarter horse announcer Ed Burghardt. He's back in the announcer's booth for the next 2 weekends. He's going to be joining us along with a whole lot of other folks. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, folks. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to my good friend Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. We hook up every Sunday morning here from 8 to 10. You can catch us on AM 830, home of Angels Baseball, along with the Angels radio app. It's absolutely free of charge. And also catch us live and archived nationwide, anywhere you may be, at ThoroughbredLA.com. Right now, let's go to my good friend John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Hey, John, good morning. I got to believe you're looking forward to this two-day pick six carryover of better than 192,000 down where the turf meets the surf.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. It looked like a tough sequence yesterday, and it turned out that way, but I think this one is playable, so I'm looking forward to it. And like you say, $192,000 and a Sunday afternoon, that ought to be a lot of fun.
No question. John, what about you, man? I was a little bit worried listening to you on air yesterday with Bob. I mean, you were struggling. How long is it going to take to shake this deal?
Oh, I tell you, it's been nasty. You know, my wife lost her voice the week before, and she gifted that to me last week, so I had to deal with that. Getting through it a little bit at a time. We'll get there. I apologize for the voice quality, but sometimes you got to cowboy up and do what you got to do.
Nothing worse than a summer cold. Hey, John, great supporters of our shows, Pete and Evelyn Perella, everybody there at Legacy Ranch. They're going to be well represented in today's Grade 3 Torrey Pines. That goes as the seventh on the 10 race card today at Del Mar. A three-year-old filly's going a flat mile by Mohaven, and she hasn't done much wrong at all. She's one of two cowbreds in this lineup. Ed Freeman's got the other one, and she's no quant at 3-1. Mohaven is actually the third choice, 7-2, and Bob Baffert's Rabiba is the first choice, 8-5. I've got the California Fall Yearlings catalog in front of me. This is a great sale, annual, Wednesday, September 30th, this year, 11 a.m. out at Fairplex Park in Pomona. So in a month, folks can go out there and get a horse like Mohaven, who Pete Perella and his wife, Ev, they went ahead and raised their hand for $200,000 last year, and they're already well out with $363,250 in the bank. The catalog looks outstanding, John. Again, that's the California Fall Yearling Sale at Fairplex, Wednesday, September 30th, 11 a.m.
If you're at Del Mar today, the hard copies of the catalog are in the racing office on the front side.
That's where I got mine.
Yeah, just stop in, grab your hard copy there. You start with 293 yearlings in the sale. And like you say, the Legacy Ranch purchased Mohaven in there. And boy, she's already earned out-earned herself. She's by Yalpon, a Kentucky Stallion. They took advantage of breeding the mare back in California. They got a cowbred. And so Pete and Evelyn get to take advantage of all the advantages of having a cowbred. And she's no quant, beat her in the Fleet Treat. They both stretch out around two turns in a Grade 3 stakes against open company. And I tell you what, both cowbreds have a shot today.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, Mohaven, she was 4-5, ran second, beat a length. And Amicia Jaramillo rides her back for John Sadler. John having another solid meet. Mohaven, John, has been favored in 7 out of her 8 races. But today marks her first venture into graded stakes company. I know everybody at Legacy got to be excited about her chances today, but Mr. Baffert looks like he's pretty strong here. Juan Hernandez climbing aboard Rabiba. She is the 8-5 morning line favorite, unbeaten in 2 starts, including a first condition allowance victory at a mile on July 28th there at Del Mar.
Well, Rabiba likes to be on the front end, and that's where Mohaven likes to be, so she's going to get tested by this cowbred early, and we're going to see who cracks first. But Mohaven has 2-turn experience. She's already won the Mel Air by 6 lengths at Santa Anita, going a mile and a 16th. Rabiba comes off an allowance win at Del Mar at a flat mile. So, you know, something's got to give. And sitting behind him is probably going to be She's No Quant, hoping they hook up. But it'll be a good race. It's going to be a very tactical race.
And, John, speaking of tactics, let's recap the 2 stakes yesterday. The Del Mar handicap, it went as the 10th and final on a great day there at Del Mar. And by the way, the on-track handle, $1.6 million yesterday. All sources, $19.3 million. Graham Motion ships out, and when he does, boy, you better pay attention. Test score, this is Graham Motion's. He's 3-for-3 in graded stakes this summer down there at Del Mar. Test score with Juan Hernandez, from off the pace. They get it done and return $7.20 to win. A winner by a neck over a Teatlin and Umberto Rispoli. Gold Phoenix going for an unbelievable fifth consecutive win in the race. He was a close fourth, John.
Bradford pulled out a terrific stat in daily racing form yesterday that Graham Motion, when he ships for stakes races during the summer meets at Del Mar, since 2022, he was 7-for-7 going into yesterday, where you can make that 8-for-8 now.
Jeez.
So obviously,
wow.
He's not just coming out for a free lunch. He's out here to get the money, and this is the third time he did it this summer, and he knows what kind of horses to bring to Del Mar, and you just have to respect the guy because all he does is win. So hats off to him. Not the greatest trip for Gold Phoenix, but he had a chance on the rail, and no disgrace getting beat about a length, you know, going for the fifth straight win in the Del Mar Handicap. What a story he's been, and the longevity and maintaining your form at that level. Great effort again by Gold Phoenix. And Teatlin, formerly trained by our friend John Sheriff, you know, he likes this marathon distance game, and
yeah.
he ran well yesterday, too.
And, you know, Phil D'Amato, what a job he's done over the years with Gold Phoenix. Phil was posing for pictures at 8-1. Following the Pat O'Brien, Iron Man Cal had a shoe get, you know, kind of pulled off or maybe bent under his foot. And, you know, people who don't understand it, we've got these all-weather bricks at almost all racetracks now, and they're great. It's cleaner. They dry out better. But sometimes if a horse is walking and gets the edge of their foot in a seam, the shoe can get pulled loose. That's what happened. They had a tough time getting this horse re-shot. It was the left front for Iron Man Cal. You know, Phil was wringing wet with sweat trying to contain the horse. They finally got it done. I think there was about a 10-minute delay. But, boy, Iron Man Cal, he's found a home on dirt. And if you liked him yesterday, you got rewarded $18.40.
Yeah, it took a little while. He was rearing up a little bit when they were putting that shoe back on him. And,
yeah.
And you're kind of wondering now, has he lost the race already? How's this going to work?
But, right.
You know, he had worked well in the Del Mar dirt coming into the race and cutting back from the mile. He had the fitness. So, and when they broke, nobody really went for the lead. So Joel Rosario said, well, thank you very much. I'll do it. And he made the lead, controlled the race, and hung on by a half length in a terrific race. And now he's in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. That was the winning you're in for the Dirt Mile. And we know he'll handle two turns. And obviously now we know he'll handle dirt.
No question about it. Hey, John, a quick word about the South Point. Encourage everybody. Give Steve Johnson a call up there toll-free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. And now's the time, man, to get signed up. Football's here. John, I was at home yesterday with major college football, Del Mar going on, everything else. I mean, people have their entertainment and sports menus more than full. It's a great time of the year to get to Vegas, and there's no better place than the South Point.
You know, you can cover it all. You can have a little wager on whatever sport you want to do. The race book at the South Point is separate from the sports book. So if you want to play the races, you're not going to be able to not find a seat. You can be there with your horse player buddies, and
yeah.
It's just a walk around the corner to get some action on the football, or be the baseball, whatever you want to do. It's real easy. 866-780-7223. That's for Steve Johnson. He's at Anaheim Stadium today. He'll be watching the Angels and Yankees, I think. And he'll be back in the race book later on this week.
Angels, Phillies today. So
I'm sorry.
He's coming a little later. Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's coming into town for the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, a quick look at the standings now on this penultimate Sunday. Joel Rosario has caught fire. Juan Hernandez, you know, he was out of town in England. The jockey standings now, Joel with 35. He's six up on Juan Hernandez. That'll probably be tough to overcome with just a few days left. So counting today, what do we have? 5 days, John, or 6 days? What?
6 days, because we've got a five-day week next week, Thursday yes.
through
Monday. Just a reminder. Yeah.
So anything's possible. Yeah. So
next Thursday, Friday, 2 o'clock post, Mike, and then 1:30 next Friday,
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a half hour early. Anyway, Joel clicking it at 20% clip. Juan Hernandez at 25. That's 35-29 again. Those guys are 1-2. Antonio Fresu finishing strong. He's got 23 wins now, winning at 17%. Then it's Umberto Rispoli with 20 wins. and Emicio Jaramillo at 18. Speaking of Fresu, it was announced that he's going to be heading back to New York for the opening of the new Belmont Park, John, on September 17th, I believe it is. And a quote from his agent, Ron Anderson, he pointed out the obvious. He said, well, when we're running it, still running for $100,000 stakes in California, it's time to move on. Obviously, the purse money's better in New York. It's better in Kentucky. It's better in Arkansas. But this jock's got really good business here. So that had to be a tough decision. And again, back to Fresu, although there was no disqualification in the last race Friday, the stewards handed out a three-day riding suspension to Antonio Fresu, who rode the winner of the last race on Friday. And that suspension, I believe, ends with his first day in New York, John.
Yeah, I think the suspension runs the 12th to the 14th. So actually during that first week of Los Alamitos, the thoroughbred meet there, it shouldn't affect him going back to New York. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting fit to see how he goes. Obviously, you're going to have Jose and Arad going down to Kentucky, so that'll leave a little bit of a door open. But he had good business here, and the best thing he has going for him is Ron Anderson, because Ron's got the ties back there to get him going. Sad to see him go. He's been a solid fit in Southern California. Wish him the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see him back out here.
I got the ruling in front of me. It's three racing days, September 12th, 13th, and 18th. The 18th is the opener of the new Belmont. So yeah, that does sting a little bit, no question about it. Anyway, John, let's go ahead and see if we can make some money somewhere on the 10-race card today at Del Mar.
Let's go to race number 8 at Del Mar in the 8th race today. Number 5, Platinum Groove, had a little bit of traffic problems in a 5-furlong debut. Galloped out in front like she wants to go 2 turns. She stretches out today. Picks up Hector Berrios, and at 6-1 on the morning line, I think she's live on the stretch out. So that's number 5, Platinum Groove, race number 8 at Del Mar.
And John, I'm really enjoying you and Bob every Saturday, especially during Del Mar, it seems like, from 9 to 10. And I know you're going to have a great show next Saturday, closing weekend there at Del Mar.
Looking forward to it. It sure goes fast, though, Mike, I tell you.
And I want to also, while I've got you here, really tip of the cap, love the guy, Vince DeGregory. We traded text messages this morning, actually, John. Vinny turned 94 yesterday and still going strong, and racing is his life. So he's been a big guy in this game for a whole lot of years. Wish him all the best.
Boy, he's had a lot of Hall of Fame riders and done a good job doing it. And he makes the racing industry out here a better place. He's a great guy.
Nobody's ever had more passion for our game over these many decades than one Vincent DeGregory. John, thanks so much, and good luck today. Get well.
All right. Thanks.
All right, let's slide down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who got out of there pretty late last night. Orlando, you've got 8 of them tonight. You get underway at 7:15, and Doc Allred and Kathy, they're kicking $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick 6 races 3 through 8.
Yes, they sure are, Mike, after many players hit the pick 6 last night. And the way that came about, we had a big upset winner in the Go Man Go Handicap last Sunday, Mask Mandy, upsetting Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3. So we carried over that pick 6 with $53,000 in the carryover. Horse players added $148,000 of new money, so the total pool over $200,000. It was a pretty formful night, not a major upset. The biggest prize winner paid $10.20. Justine Kleber, by the way, winning that race, and she just continues to roll. Picked up 2 more wins last night. She's now at 36 victories. That puts her at the very top of the quarter horse standings, Mike. And we've never had a woman rider be the leading quarter horse jockey here at Los Alamitos. Let me tell you, she's got a really, really good chance. She just continues to build momentum. She continues to get horses out of the gate in extremely great fashion. Martina Arriaga is right behind her with 35 wins. So the two of them seem to be headed for just a great battle the entire year in that quarter horse standings. But back to the pick 6, $10,000 now being added after the pick 6 gets hit last night. We'll start with race number 3, that sequence. Like you mentioned, Mike, first post, 7:15 p.m. Tonight's going to be fun.
And I got to say, listen, from a public relations standpoint, Justine Kleiber is shaping up maybe as the best story of 2026 there in Orange County. I mean, really, what a bright, young, shining light there at Los Alamitos under the lights. Glad to hear she's head and head with Martine Arriaga, and they both stay sound. Maybe it goes down to December.
Exactly right, and they're going to be in action with some really, really good horses. Martine Arriaga rides a lot of great runners for Juan Alemán's Barn, Cattail Cove, also for Mike Castleman with a horse by the name of Mayor Humdinger. Justine, of course, rode Shaken going on to the PCQHRA Horse of the Year title last year. So they'll be clashing in some big races coming up here. So that's going to be fun as well, Mike. And we also have a new jockey. New for this season. Armando Cervantes, a familiar name. He's ridden a lot of Grade 1 winners over the years. He missed a lot of last year's action, a lot of this year's action as well. He just came back last Saturday, and he's already getting rolling with victories. He picked up his first win of the season after being off for 8 months. Last Saturday night, he picked up that first winner and then added another one last night. And he's going to be pretty busy this tonight as well. So he's getting rolling there. He wins a lot of races, always has. So great to have Armando Cervantes back riding at Los Al.
You got a good allowance feature to close things out tonight. Post time for the 8th at 10:07, Orlando.
Couple of stakes runners in that race, Mike. Amir Andretta is the outside horse at 9-5. Multiple stakes winner. Just keeps looking better and better. And she's from a great family, a full sister to a couple of Grade 1 winners. Favorite Just Hawked, who won the Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship earlier this year. Just Worth It, who was the Ed Burke Million winner last year. So incredibly well-bred, and she is on a roll. Armando Cervantes gets on her here in race number 8. There's another stakes winner as well in here, my favorite, Paris, at 8-1. This runner won the Fred Skein earlier this year, but it's a little bit inconsistent. Tends to get into some trouble leaving the gate. That's why you see that big price. In there's also another undefeated horse in here, number 5, Train of Gold B, defeated Amir Andretta earlier this year, 2-4-2. And Martina Arriaga is up. So really, really interesting race here in race number 8 to close out that pick 6 sequence.
Ed Burghardt pinch hitting for Michael Rona. Love having him back. He'll be on with us in an hour or two. Where can we make some money on tonight's 8 race card, Orlando?
Yeah, so Ed Burghardt's going to get tested there in race number 6, 110-yard race. He always loves to get as many names as possible in that 110-yard race. I'm sure he's going to do a great, great job. Always, always does. Great to have him back. I'm going to go to race number 3, Mike, and the number 3 horse, We Salute You. Horse was claimed out of his last start for Alberto Rubalcava. Horse has always shown nice ability in the 2 races here at Los Alamitos. Should be well placed. They add blinkers here for We Salute You, and I like the price at 7-2. I'll go with We Salute You, number 3, in race number 3 tonight, the first leg of our pick 6 sequence.
Post time 8:05 Pacific. Orlando, thank you. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos Race Course.
Thank you so much, Mike. See you.
You bet. We'll take our final time out this hour, and we're heading back to Saratoga Springs and check in with a young, erstwhile Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. That and a whole lot of shows straight ahead. Tom Robbins, Vice President of Racing at Del Mar, joins us top of the next hour.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night. with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions, plus the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th. Led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back, folks. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Hour 1. We've got another hour to go. Let's get back to Saratoga Racecourse. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Hope everything's going on the West Coast.
Going very well. I understand you, in addition to Jonathan Harduna, the Rags and Sheets, you were all over Leading Change in yesterday's Grade 1 Travers. I hope you followed up at the windows. $22.76.
Yeah, it was a good one for me yesterday for sure. Nice way to end up Travers Day and fantastic 47,000 plus on hand. And yeah, Leading Change really kind of shook up that 3-year-old division with a big performance yesterday.
Okay, year to year, how did Travers Day stack up with 2025?
Oh, well ahead of 2025 last year.
Okay.
First of all, just in terms of attendance, but also handle, we were way up year over year.
Right. Now, the jockeys race, Flavion Pratt. He is amazing. 5 wins yesterday. three of them aboard Chad Brown Stakes winners. Chad Brown himself had four winners yesterday. Now, Flavion's behind Jose Ortiz in the standings, but I understand this is Jose's last day at Saratoga. He's heading down to Kentucky Downs.
Yeah, and a lot of people are going down there. I think Flavian's down there today, too. So it's going to be interesting. I think Jose's got it all wrapped up for the jockey title. And Chad has more than enough wrapped up, I think, for the trainer title because he's had quite a summer up here at Saratoga.
Okay, so, I mean, it's not like Jose's just leaving the jockey race unguarded. Pratt's going to be with him down there in Kentucky.
Exactly right. And the one they should maybe be worried about is Manny Franco, who's riding about as well as anyone, but he'd have
sure
to do
is.
A lot to try to do it.
Yeah. Boy, hats off to him. What a tremendous meet. Let's go ahead and talk today and set the stage weather-wise and whatnot.
Yeah, nice day up here. Some overcast guys, maybe a couple showers late, but nothing significant. I'm going to go race three on the card, 2:18 p.m. Eastern. It's a mile and a 16th, two-year-old race. For maidens, obviously, and I really like the number six, Jackpot Jackie, 6-1 on the morning line. Todd Pletcher, John Velasquez, one of those guys sticking around up here in Saratoga. This is a horse that was meant to run on turf in debut. The race was taken off the turf. The winner of that race, Wood Island, came back to win the Skidmore, actually, next time out. This one, I thought, did a very nice job at chasing in second. I think we'll appreciate the stretch out. Sired by Jackie's Warrior, he's gotten off to a slow start, but interestingly enough, his best horses have been running on the turf and actually going long. So I actually think Jackpot Jackie at 6-1 has pedigree, connections, and the whole nine yards. I really like that one as a play in race three today.
Race three, number six, Jackpot Jackie. How can we get signed up for NairaBets.com?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the NairaBets app on your phone, your app store of choice. And use the promo code SPA200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We have promotions going every single day at tracks across the country, including today, where we have promotions at Saratoga and Del Mar.
Closing day Saratoga a week from tomorrow, Matt.
I can't wait. It feels like we've been up here for a while, but it also feels like it's flown by. I can't wait.
And I know you're looking forward to the new Belmont. Thanks so much, Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts. Have a great day and good luck.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Okay, we're past top of the hour, obviously. We'll go ahead and step aside for just a couple of minutes. We are coming back strong with a really big guy in our business for so many decades here in California, Del Mar Vice President Racing, Tom Robbins. That and more straight ahead. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus. And the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, a very pleasant good morning. Great to have you with us as we near the end of summer on this penultimate Sunday for the Del Mar summer racing season. And what a way to do it today. A two-day carryover in the pick six of better than $192,000. Optimum conditions, fast and fair at the seaside. We get underway at 2 o'clock. Our main events for three-year-old fillies, that's going to be the Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes, $150,000 guaranteed. As advertised, we're joined now by a longtime friend and colleague, Delmar's Vice President Racing, Mr. Tom Robbins. Hey, Tom, good morning. It's great to talk to you, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Good to talk to you as well.
I understand you were honored the other night. Maybe there was some sort of a mistake with the balloting. Were they mail-in or something at the Eddie Gregson Foundation dinner? And I learned via John Lindo and Bob Ike yesterday on air here that Mr. Joe Harper, who's going to be stepping away from everything there at Del Mar at the end of the year, he ranked you, and with no kidding at all, as the most valuable player in Del Mar's meteoric rise over the past 50 years. That had to be a little bit humbling, Tom. Congratulations on just a great job, not only down there, but at Santa Anita and Hollywood Park as well.
Well, thank you, Mike. I think a slight exaggeration, but that was extremely nice of what Joe said and very much appreciated.
Well, we're all about exaggeration here occasionally. As you know, there's a very famous newsletter where Indian Chuck says we don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. So anyway, I thought I'd start things off that way with the wind-up, and now here comes the pitch. So don't dig in too tight because we might go high and tight. Seriously, talk about the meet year-to-year at Del Mar. And your thoughts, you've enhanced the Maiden Dirt Bonus Program. It started last year. I know we're all looking for horses, two-year-olds especially, to run on dirt here in Southern California. But just year to year, your thoughts now with a week to go at Del Mar.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to throw you a little curve. I do want to bounce back to the Grayson Foundation dinner the other night and mainly say that it's a – such an important organization in California, as you know, what they contribute to the backstretch program.
Look at the scholarships they hand out, Tom.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Mike. And
to kids that would have never been able to get it, to get that kind of help.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I just don't think there's another program that exists like this in California. And they've been doing it for over a quarter of a century. And I want that to be noticed because that's a significant concept and program that they have accomplished for so many years. So
thanks for doing that. And Janine Sahadi, of course, a big, big driving force there. And they've helped so many kids, daughters and sons of backstretch personnel over the years realize the American dream. They really have, Tom.
Janine and Angie and their board of directors have just pulled it off every year, and it's remarkable.
All right, I'm tired of the softballs. Let's get back to it.
Back to business.
Yeah.
What was your question? I'm getting old, Mike.
Talk about the year-to-year situation at Del Mar. Obviously, the biggest challenge, one of the biggest challenges coming in for all of us here in Southern California, attracting horses to run on the main track. A lot of people want to run on turf, but the Maiden Dirt Bonus Program, you initiated it last year. You've enhanced everything this year. How do things look year to year?
Really looks remarkably strong, and I give a ton of credit to David Jerkins, who has done, an incredible job. About 6 months ago, Dave and I were sitting around trying to estimate, of course, what we thought the summer meet would produce, and our figures were considerably lower than what we have accomplished to date. I mean, we're at the eighth pole right now, so we've got another week to go. We're taking entries this morning for the final Saturday, but it really starts with a great racing office. The staff here is incredible. As I say, it's a well-oiled machine, and then most importantly, we have an upper management team, Joe and Josh, that recognize the importance of recruitment, attracting horses that may not race here during the rest of the year. As you know, we have our challenges. We don't have the purse structures that some of the other race meets enjoy. And so it's being able to attract horses and stables to Del Mar that help support our program for the summer. And, I always say this, it's a shock to everybody. Our field size at Del Mar is higher and has for many, many years is higher and has been higher than Saratoga, and which, you could make some money wagering on that. But, once again, we're at a level today that's comparable to last summer, which, again, shocked David and me, but David's hard work and his ability to attract horses and horsemen here has been phenomenal.
And that's David Jerkins. Tom, let's talk about the very real situation here. And I don't see how we're going to – the Indian gaming lobby, this is an old story. They're so strong. We're frozen out of any ancillary revenue streams beyond handle. We look at what's going on down there on the Kentucky-Tennessee border at a place called Kentucky Downs, used to be called Dueling Grounds, and they're not dependent on Handel. They have so much money coming in from gaming, which are brick and mortar, casinos, pretty much around the perimeter of the state of Kentucky. They place them on roads with people have ready access from that kind of tri-state area. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, as you know, raided Santa Anita earlier this year and removed a whole bunch of these historical racing machines, and that was certainly at the behest of the Indian gaming folks. What's the status on that situation right now, Tom?
Well, I'm fairly optimistic, but I'm not the guy to be commenting on that, Mike. But I'm optimistic
that those machines can come back and be operational.
Yeah, I'm gonna be glass half full here right now. You know, normally I'm not like that. I'm a little bit on the negative side, but I think there's opportunities that exist, and people far smarter than I are dealing with this particular topic. So not a lot I can say, but I get some feedback.
It's a tough situation. I thought you may have heard something legalistically that maybe there was something working its way through the courts where maybe we could get a favorable ruling, but you don't have anything like that to bring this morning.
No, yeah. I don't. But let's keep our fingers crossed. We need it in California. We need some good news. And just hopeful that, you know, they're represented by a smart law firm. So hopefully we get some favorable views on this.
Okay, Vince DeGregory turned 94 yesterday. Hopefully before he's 188, we could maybe get some help with the purse money vis-a-vis the state of California. Anyway, Tom, now I'm going to kind of really drill down here. You've heard the rumors. Everybody you run into, they're talking. I run into people that aren't even in racing, but trainers, everybody. Hey, Santa Anita, how long is – there's question marks as to whether or not we're going to be able to continue to run live at Santa Anita beyond the Olympics in 2028. That said, if worst case, maybe Santa Anita goes away, I know you guys have talked about it, Tom. Do you think Del Mar can survive as a viable live racing entity without Santa Anita?
Well, Mike, I'm not even going to go down that path. I'm a believer that Santa Anita is going to continue racing. I just truly believe that. It's a great facility. It does well. It's, I think, with, you know, some favorable on the topic we just talked about, favorable ruling on that, I think there's a good opportunity for them that they'll continue racing. I hear the rumors. You know, people tend to be negative on these things, but I'm going to take a very optimistic outlook.
Well, you've been around. There's never a shortage of rumors, but this is a prevalent one, and we see guys transitioning to other locales due to purse money, and I'm not blaming Santa Anita for that. They've got a tough assignment. You're talking about 6 months of racing, and, you know, we're dependent on Handel here, Tom, as you know. But I've heard people saying, well, there's a school of thought maybe that Del Mar thinks they could kind of have a workaround. You guys do a lot of business with Keeneland, that maybe it could work in this worst-case scenario, which I sure as heck hope never comes to fruition, Tom.
Yeah, we don't want to go down that road and talk about those things. Like I said, I'm optimistic that Santa Anita is going to keep going. I know they have plans to make improvements, which is a very good sign for everybody. And we just have to believe that, you know, to make California or keep California racing viable, that they've got to keep going, and I think they will.
Tom, one other very big factor you guys had to deal with coming into this meet was the fact you didn't have the Breeders' Cup on the very near horizon serving as an anchor to try and, you know, entice horsemen to come and stay through the Breeders' Cup that first weekend in November of your Bing Crosby meet. The Breeders' Cup goes to Keeneland, then Churchill, then it's going to be going to the new Belmont. That said, do you have any idea when, if the Breeders' Cup World Championships could be returning to Del Mar for a fifth time, Tom?
I don't know, Mike. And I just a comment, too. There are people saying, oh, because the Breeders' Cup's not going to be at Del Mar this summer, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Perfect example of why that wasn't true. The Pacific Classic, 11 starters, six yeah. came from outside of California. You know, what the Breeders' Cup has done, I think, is it's, you know, recognized California as a great place to race and to be. And you know, our weather is wonderful compared to some pretty brutal days in Saratoga, Mike, as you well know. But think about that. I incredible the number of stakes performers and just other overnight race performers that have joined us this summer. I think what Breeders' Cup has done is put us, so to speak, on the map for a lot of people that didn't know that much about Del Mar. So, you know, that this was, we were all concerned. We were concerned, where are we going to get horses for this?
Yeah, because having it, Tom, race? As you know, having it in the fall, that's a big edge. That helps you, you know, get people sold on coming out here for the summertime racing. And you didn't have it this year, but you overcame it. Look at Graham Motion yesterday. He takes nice. The Del Mar Handicap. 3-for-3 in graded stakes this summer, Graham Motion alone at Del Mar.
Pretty good record, I would say.
Yeah, and hats off to you guys for what you were able to do with the Pacific Classic. I mean, you lose Nisos, and you come up with Knightsbridge, and it all came together. I mean, it was a great betting race, Tom.
Yeah, it really was. And to have the Japanese connections bring over Finger, which we all know is a difficult task to begin with, going through quarantine and the USDA requirements and all that. So, mm-hmm. you know, we tip our hat to all of the participants, but the ones that traveled far, far away, especially. So it's an incredible day, incredible race.
You're almost done, Tom, believe me. I'm going to try one more time. Do you have any idea when and if the Breeders' Cup might be returning to Del Mar for a fifth time? You've hosted it four incredibly successful times. And is there any talk? Are you guys negotiating? What do you make of it?
No, and what I know about it, Mike, that really is a question for Breeders' Cup. Obviously, like you said, 26 and 27 are accounted for at Keeneland and Belmont Park.
Right.
You know, I guess it could be shortly after that, but we haven't had any discussions regarding that. So we'll see how it lays out.
Yeah, and I mistakenly said Churchill was after Keeneland, but it's not. Keeneland this year. And then 27, it'll be Belmont Park. And, you know, you got to believe Churchill's going to want back in there. But I sure hope it comes back to Del Mar. Tom, I don't have to tell you.
And don't forget Santa Anita as a potential.
Well, do you have some information to share with the audience, Tom? Or?
No, but I think they've hosted it for a lot of years, right? We got to keep them in the conversation as well.
That's turf history, but no, I haven't heard any speculation at all about him coming back there. Have you heard any speculation?
No.
Okay. Hey, Tom, thanks for the time.
How have I done dodging you?
Well, next time I'm going to see to it that you have a cocktail, maybe a nice a martini up or two before we get going, so you can open up a little bit. But I appreciate you sitting in the chair. Had to just ask you some of these questions, Tom. I think I was fair, but people are asking questions. They want to know, and there's a whole lot of stakeholders, as you know, very, very concerned about the future here.
You're absolutely right, and we recognize that more than anybody, Mike, and we're doing our best to, you know, communicate and do our best to ease the fears of those that don't know what the future is going to bring. So we totally understand it.
Tom, thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the way there where the turf meets the surf.
Mike, thank you very much.
You bet. Tom Robbins with us from Del Mar. We stay there and say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington right now on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. You made a valiant effort in that last interview.
Well, I thought about going to dental school many, many years ago and didn't do it, but I served a little apprenticeship here this morning. I think you need some more Novocaine.
I think your plan B of two martinis up would probably do the trick, though.
Always, right?
So. Yeah. Couldn't hurt. Could not hurt.
Yeah. And we'll tape it the night ahead. Anyway, Andy, your thoughts on just in general, the way things have been going. I think the main track has been tremendous. It's been one thing I should have hit on with Tom. It's been a very, very safe meet.
Yes. Well, safety, yes. That's number one to keep the news crews from showing up, during the morning hours and the afternoon hours. That's great. I've got no complaints. I think the track has gotten a little speed favoring, but that's your basic West Coast track, and we're always speed favoring. I mean, that's just the default position out here. So from a fairness standpoint and a safety standpoint, A+ for sure.
10 races today, a two-day carryover in the pick six, 192,000 and change. Andy, what do you have for the listeners this morning?
Well, let's go. I've got a horse in the sixth race. It's a 5-furlong grass turf sprint. The 5 horse in here, Otto the Conqueror, has a terrific 58 and change drill for Vladimir Seren, who claimed him off of Mick Ruiz early in the meet on the 14th. This horse subsequently worked on the 23rd. It's not listed in the form because the horse worked through that really dense fog, and it was understandably missed by the clockers upstairs. But the horse was on the track on the 23rd and worked. So I got two drills that I really liked, especially the 58, like I said, on the 14th. We get 6-1 in here. He ran great on the dirt. I don't see any reason why he can't run well on the grass here. He ran solidly in his one try. So we're going to go in the sixth race, number 5, Otto the Conqueror for the Vladimir Seren.
And Juan Hernandez taking over here first off the claim for Vlado. And race 6 goes at 4:41 Pacific. Today's the penultimate Sunday of the meet, closing day a week from tomorrow, Labor Day. Boy, it went quick, Andy. Tell us what's up at the website and what you have to offer everybody.
Yeah, well, first off, I absolutely love closing on a Labor Day. It just seems more traditional. I don't know. It just seems a perfect last day of the meets for me. Now, you can go to nationalturf.com and I've got a scattering report on all the horses that are in with grades and give you a little more information and take to the racetrack than you might find in the pages of the Racing Form or whatnot. So, nationalturf.com.
Andy, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Sure thing. See you, Mike.
You bet. Listen, folks, got a quick moment. If you've got plumbing issues, if you think you might, don't wait. Be proactive. Call my good friends at Western Rooter, based in Arcadia. Family owned and operated for more than 4 decades by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Western Rooter, they're available, I can tell you, from multiple personal experiences, residential and with a commercial building. Open 24/7 year round. Whatever you may have going on, leaks, clogs, broken water heaters, they can handle any emergency, any job, a commercial, residential, on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. If you go to their website, westernrooter.com, folks, you're going to see over 500 five-star reviews. That's at westernrooter.com. Western Rooter, the best in the West. We'll take a quick time out, heading to Las Vegas, and we'll be teaming up with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com. He's going to be followed by Mr. Ed Burghardt, legendary voice of Los Alamitos. He's filling in for Bob Mazursky, who's celebrating a big milestone today. This is Thoroughbred LA.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and my sincere thanks to a couple of guys inside here at the Big A, Elliot Kams and Chris Monreal. Hope you're having a great weekend, folks, wherever you may be. And again, we're available live every Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10 here on AM 830, the home of Angels Baseball, along with the Angels radio app. And you can catch us live and archived at ThoroughbredLA.com. Just in from Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, posted on X a few minutes ago. Inshallah, a brilliant first out maiden winner, two-year-old for John Sadler back on August 15th at Del Mar. A $2.1 million two-year-old and training sale graduate. Again, trained by John Sadler, ridden by Joel Rosario. Had originally been considering the Del Mar Futurity on closing day. They're going to skip that and wait for the American Pharoah out at two turns early here at this autumn meet at Santa Anita. So, boy, that's really something to look forward to, inshallah, stretching out for John Sadler early on at Santa Anita's autumn meet. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada right now and check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. And on behalf of the listeners, thank you so much, man. Yesterday on air with John and Bob, 7th race at Del Mar, you nailed Roscoe's brother at $15.80. Emicial Jaramillo teaming up with Mark Glatt. Well done.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And I think Glatt might have a nice prospect on his hand. Did you see the final time the horse won by open lengths? He ran 108-4 in only his second start. This was very impressive. So take a look at him in the future. We might have an up-and-coming, you know, top sprinter at least here in Roscoe's brother.
How good is Mark? I mean, they had to know they had some kind of talent there, and you almost got 7-1, $15.80.
And it took him a while to make his debut. Mike, you know, that's, and patience, you know, pays off. And he makes his debut, what, early in the meeting as a three-year-old?
Yeah.
And look at how fast he's come in just two races. So Glatt is, to me, the unsung trainer.
Really good.
In North America. He can train anything. He's so humble. I think he could be the most underrated trainer in America. I think he does a great job.
He's right there. The horse won by 6 1/4 lengths. And it's never about Mark. If you get to know him at all, he treats them all as individuals. He tragically lost his wife earlier this year, and I see him in the mornings at Del Mar with his dad, who was a hell of a trainer in his own right and still is. He's got one horse in his name, Ron Glatt. But I tell you what, they're a heck of a team. Anyway, thanks for mentioning that, Bruce, and congrats on behalf of the listeners. Nice job. Roscoe's brother yesterday at 1580.
And by the way, before we get going, congrats to John for his pick in the Travers. I have to say that could be the training job of the
year. How do you
year.
Do that?
I'm in hyperbolic mode today, Mike. That is amazing what Brad Cox did with this horse. In the span of 12 weeks, a 7/8 maiden win at Churchill. A month later, he wins by a neck in the Grade 3 Indiana Derby. I don't think we consider that a top three-year-old race.
Yeah.
And he parlays that in a win in the Travers. Unbelievable in a span of 12 weeks. It's great training job. It also might tell you a little bit about horses that run in the Triple Crown at this time of the year may not be on the top of their game unless they're stars. And we're kind of seeing that, Mike. A lot of horses that were good in March, April, and May aren't so good right now. And I think, Brad Cox, he almost deserves an eclipse just for the training job, though, on Leading Change.
You know, talking about Leading Change, debuted 7/8. He won the graded stake in Indiana, you know, going 1 1/16. Then he tees it up in the Travers at 1 1/4. It makes me think of Jay Robbins and Tiz Now. I believe that horse broke his maiden in July. Bruce, I don't have anything in front of me. And then he wins the Breeders' Cup Classic that fall. That was a phenomenal achievement. What this horse did yesterday, phenomenal. No question about it.
Yeah, incredible. Kind of a ballsy move to run in the Travers coming off that win. You wouldn't think you win the Indiana Derby by a neck. You're coming back in the Travers. So he really knew what he had, and he obviously left a lot for this race. I don't think he was at his best yet, and boy, what an amazing race. I'm looking forward to seeing more progress out of him than his next start.
And, I mean, that's what kind of swayed, I think, John Ardoon as much as anything else. In addition to the numbers the horse put up, his deep respect for Brad Cox. This isn't some young pup wanting a free seat at the, you know, in the director's room because you got a horse entered in a graded stake. No, he's entered in there because he thinks he's going to be very competitive. And, man, he was right.
Great trainer, and he does well on every circuit that he goes to, Mike. I mean, he's got a Kentucky circuit, a New York circuit, and he runs horses in Florida. I mean, he excels wherever he goes.
So I assume you're going to Saratoga right now
for
your first selection. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to the in fact, I'm going to look at the finale at both racetracks today. Let's go to the 10th race at Saratoga, straight maiden fillies. And I like a comebacker here, Mike. Number 10, Legal Squeeze for Barkley Tagg. made its debut in early February at Gulfstream Park. And we know that's in the strongest part of the meet during the championship meet at Gulfstream. This horse sat behind a slow tempo and showed some good life late to finish third. Look who won the race, though, that day. If you look closely, the name of the winner was Tam Tam. Does that name ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
She won the Del Mar Oaks last week. She's a multiple stakes winner. So this was an extremely good horse that she ran third to. And I thought she ran well despite kind of that slow, dawdling pace. She's come back. I watched a couple of her works, her work leading up to this race on August 21st. Kind of a little bit of a filly, but she looked very strong on our August 21st work. Don't think she faces any world beaters here. Maybe she'll get a little more pace to run at. So race 10, go with the comebacking number 10, Legal Squeeze, at 6-1 on the morning line.
Got beat 3.5 lengths by the eventual Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks winner. Here she is, 6-1. First time with winners at the same distance that she debuted at back in February. Wishing you all the best, Bruce. This race at Saratoga goes at 6:19 Eastern. Come on out to the 10th and final today at Del Mar.
Yeah, this is a starter allowance field. I like a shipper in this race, the number 11 horse, JoJo Go, for Chris Davis. This is a horse that's got some credentials. Mikey barely kind of snuck into the race to make eligible. He had to run for $50,000. He did once back in July of 25. But this is a horse that won an allowance race at Churchill back in late November with a good close. He's been in against very tough company in non-winners twice. Now he drops in allowance company. He drops in against starter allowance horses. I think he's got a class edge, and he also can finish. There should be a pretty quick pace in here unfolding. I think this is horse for the ship and win is very well spotted. So race 10, the 11, JoJo Go, another one at 6-1 on the morning line.
Post time for 10th and final today. Del Mar is set for 6:45 Pacific. Give us an update here on this penultimate Sunday about betonbruce.com.
The two racetracks we cover, Del Mar and Saratoga, you can get that on the full card. All the races at Del Mar, plus the last six races of the day at Saratoga, with audio included, and also best plays today. Like the second half of the card today at Del Mar, best bets, also with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Always a pleasure, Bruce. Have a great day up there.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, you too. And now we're going to get down Catella and say hello to a great friend. Good to have him back in the booth. Retired, but he fills in for Michael Rona when Michael's out of town. And this weekend and next, Rona's at Kentucky Downs. Ed Burghardt, longtime voice of Los Alamitos. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I think I met you about, 45 or 50 years ago. So that's how long it's been since I started back in 1977 here. So we're looking at 49 years almost.
I hope you don't mind, Ed. I was thinking the first time I ever met Ed Burghardt, or one of the first times, a place called Tommy T's, which no longer exists in Arcadia. It was a racetrack establishment, and you were imitating a Rainbird sprinkler, and we had a dining room full of guests. And I had to kind of go over and say, hey, Ed, you know, there's people eating there. So anyway.
That's okay, Mike.
Rah-rah.
Those are the old days. Luckily, we didn't have social media around back then like we do now. But we survived all that. And it's always good to come back to LaSalle. Ed Allred and Kathy Allred have done a great job keeping this track going. Like I've mentioned before, when they converted the track to a mile oval back in 2013 before the 2014 meet, that pretty much saved thoroughbred racing out here after the closure of Hollywood Park. And
Yep. He's
really cleaned up the quarter horse game out here. We've got trainers back there with clean records right now. So, you know, we don't have as many horses as we used to. It's just a part of the economy out here in California. But I think they're doing a great job here at Los Alamitos.
And that is, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know with Doc, it's an absolute beyond top priority to have the best racing, Ed, and he's doing it.
No, he's doing that, and, you know, we've got a lot of two-year-old futurities coming up in the next couple of months. We'll have the Golden State Million coming up and the Low South 2 Million. We got the finals of the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity when Michael gets back. So a lot of quality horses. We're going to be having some trainers coming in from New Mexico as well now that the Albuquerque meet's winding down. So we should have a good conclusion to the 2026 season.
I heard Bob Ike ask you yesterday, what's it like getting back in the booth after you've been away a while? Last night was your first night in. Off a bit of a hiatus. And, you know, I know it. Maybe it took a race or two, but you settle in, you get your rhythm. Orlando Gutierrez pointed out earlier, you might have your hands full in the sixth race tonight. It's one of these 110-yard sprints. You blink a couple of times and it's over. He says, Ed likes to get every horse in the call. Can you get all six of them in there at 110 yards, Ed?
I did last year when I was here, so we'll have to match it up again. Michael Ronan was amazed that I was able to call him across the wire. I don't know if I can do that right now, but we'll see what happens tonight. It just depends if they spread themselves out. If there's five or six in the wire together, it's kind of hard to get all five or six out at the same time. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens tonight. But first five races are around the turn tonight. We've got some good racing and a good finale as well. So it's a pretty competitive program, and we added an additional $10,000 into the pick six. We seed that pool, so
correct.
We should have a good pick six pool tonight as well.
Well, go ahead and take us. Who's your best bet for radio tonight, Ed?
I'm going to go on race number five with the number six horse, Big Coin. First time for trainer Gennaro Vallejo, and they've done very well with first out acquisitions. And there's two speed horses in the race, the four and the seven, that both are going to show quite a bit of speed, and I think that Big Coin will get a great trip behind those two. If one of those two speed horses breaks loose, it'll be tough for him to catch. So I would bet the six horse Big Coin to win and box with the four, Dad's Bad Bunny, and the seven horse Twitch at Humor. So 6/4, 7.
Okay, race five tonight goes 8:53. I may have asked you this before, Ed, but I want to do it today. Thinking back on you, you began full-time in the announcer's booth in 81, I believe, at Los Al, right?
Yeah, 1981 was the first full year, because that's the year the Denim and Diamonds beat Sergeant Pepper Feature in the Champion
wow.
of Champions. So that call still kind of sticks out to me as one of the highlights of my career here.
Right. And I want to ask you, right along those lines, maybe your all-time best performance or a horse that you enjoyed watching as much as a fan, as an announcer in your many years at Los Alamitos?
Probably some of the 870 horses, Sign of Lanty winning all those stakes races, Griswold setting that record, and, of course, Snowbound Superstar. I mean, I remember all three of those 870 horses as big standouts, and Refrigerator won the Champion of Champions three times. So we've had some terrific horses over the years. So I can name a bunch of them. I don't know if one particularly stands out mm-hmm. over the other.
Yeah. Ed, great memories. It's great to have you back on this very limited basis with Michael out of town, but looking forward to catching everything tonight. From Los Alamitos, eight races, $10,000 kicked into that traditional $2 pick six. You guys get underway at 7:15 Pacific. Have a great night, Ed. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Late on our final break, we'll take it right now, Elliot, and be coming back strong heading to South Florida with the one and only Toby Callett, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The Pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Grade 1 Go Man Go on Sunday night, with top older horses with sights set on the Champion of Champions. Plus, the Grade 2 Golden State Derby on September 5th. Led by fastest qualifier High Octane and trial winners You Are the Best and Fancy Up. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Watch our live streams at losalamitos.com and at Los Al Racing on YouTube.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And again, folks, a reminder, a two-day pick six carryover at Del Mar of $192,071. Closing day a week from tomorrow. That'll be Labor Day, the Del Mar Futurity. First post time today at 2 p.m. The pick six races 5 through 10. And as I've said many times, if you live in Metro L.A. Orange County, Sundays, they're really a piece of cake driving south. On I-5, really minimal traffic for the most part, heading down there to Del Mar. It's a great day to go. And it's a great day to go to South Florida, which we're going to do right now, and say hello to Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Good. I see you got 9 of them at Gulfstream today, and it looked like things were pretty wet yesterday, huh?
They got hit pretty hard, and it rained on into the middle of the card. So, understandably, they're off the turf today, but they had 4 dirt races, and one of which I actually like, plan on taking a very close personal look at it. And as a result, we need bankroll for, you know, what's going on out west there at Del Mar. So I'm going to take you to the 4th today at Gulfstream, and I like the 7. Her name is Pretty Geisha. Pretty Geisha will make her second start in the Ronald Coy barn. This is a very, very, very sharp claiming barn. They're putting the hot apprentice aboard to ride Pedro Pena, and I think this is the right spot. Open outside post. She'll come out of there and be in a great position throughout. The main rival is the morning line favorite, 5, Miss Valentina. We'll look at the 1, My Girl Nina, and the 6, Boombox Betty, to round out the gimmicks. That's 7-1-5-6 to get the necessary sticks to play out at Del Mar later.
The necessary sticks, got to have it. And post time for the 4th, 2:05 Eastern. And you guys are already underway there at Gulfstream. First race post was at 12:20 Eastern. Anyway, I sure hope you have a great day back there, Toby. And are you going to stay, you think, dry throughout the afternoon?
It looks that way. It looks like whatever we had, it has passed. And even if the track comes up wet, my 4th race play is still considering still intact because this filly broke her maiden by open lengths on a wet main racetrack. So we have no problems. She's, however it shapes up,
were on the 7 Pretty Geisha in the 4th race.
Terrific. Hey, Toby, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Now take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning once again. How you doing?
Good, Mike. An interesting thing about Grand Motion, Brad Free pointed it out. You know, winning yesterday, yeah, he won his 3rd race at the Del Mar, but he's also won his 8th consecutive grass race that he shipped out here for. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think Tom Robbins pointed that out. That is beyond amazing, you know. Right?
How could he not send a string out here with the success he has? These East Coast turf horses, they just all seem to run well on the West Coast, and he takes full advantage of it, so good for him.
Yeah, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, I mean, wow, when you're having that kind of success, how about you bring 30 head out for the 7 weeks, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's common sense, you would think. You know? Even if he wins a third of them, there's nothing wrong with that. So.
Well, far be it for us to draw up his business plan. We're trying to run everybody else's affairs here this morning. John.
By the way, a hell of a job with Tom Robbins, Mike. I felt your pain there. I mean, you were digging and digging and just couldn't get him to budge.
I'll just say this, all kidding aside. AM radio is struggling, John, and a big reason for it is because guys have to hold back for a variety of reasons, and that's why these podcasts have just exploded.
You could say anything you want. Yeah. You could use any language you
yes.
want. You could do whatever you want, and you have free license.
And
so,
and people are thirsting for it, you know? They're
yep.
just
– yes.
I mean, Pat Mahaffey, he's got this thing, ESPN, but it's pretty wide open. You know, they're giving him his head. He had Aaron Rodgers on a couple of weeks ago, and he blasted the good Dr. Fauci and stuff.
Yeah, he was great.
I know, but people, the listeners, they're thirsting for information. Somebody who's telling them straight up. And what
well,
I was trying
genuine,
to
genuine, Mike. It's genuine.
Yeah.
It's not nonsense. What, you're hearing what you want to hear. You're hearing what you would like to say. That's
yeah.
the difference.
Well, exactly. But what I was trying to run by Tom is what everybody is talking about. You know, is the Breeders' Cup coming back to Del Mar? If so, any idea when? You know?
He knew. He wasn't telling us, but he has some idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me.
And then everywhere I go, people say, hey, if Santa Anita goes, man, I want to be clear. I don't want Santa Anita going away, man. I'd love to have new ownership, of course. People that are really right. genuinely in love with our game, as was Belinda's father, who, as eccentric as he could be, he wasn't an heir. She happens to be an heiress. She didn't build anything. He built the whole deal.
How about someone taking over that cares about the game?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, not buckling down to PETA and all these other organizations. It's ridiculous.
But anyway, by the way, I had a very prominent person at Del Mar text me a few days ago. Just think if the tree huggers had PETA status, they'd shut down the proposal to tear up all the ancient oak trees, 34 of them, a total of 79 impacted. The 34 alone... combined, you got over 5,000 years of growth. They would have just shut that down. Oh, no. Okay, you got it. But they don't have PETA status. And you have the billionaire class of show jumping folks that demanded the Olympics be moved from Galway Downs to Santa Anita. And, you know, I'm told a good many people that are involved in the Olympics, they were appalled. Well, here we are. Anyway, I digress. I get back to this.
Yes.
Everywhere I go, people ask, if Santa Anita goes away, could Del Mar do it on its own? And I wanted to run that by Tom just speculatively, but he did not want to go down that cul-de-sac. Now, John, what I want you to do is go to a race, 1 of 10 at Del Mar today, and tell us what's happening.
Okay, so let's look at the 9th race today, which is a mile on the main track, and you have Privman coming back off of a layoff. You have Lyle Song coming off of a layoff. I'm going to go with the number 5 horse in here, the GOAT. This is a 5-year-old from the Red Hot John Sadler Barn. Newly reborn Joel Rosario riding. This horse gets LASIK today for the first time. Ran in the San Diego, the Triple Bend in his last 2 starts. Class relief today, number 5, the GOAT, 6-1 on the morning line, wins today's 9th race out at Del Mar.
Boy, trying to follow up on that big $22 winner in yesterday's Grade 1 Travers. John says it's the GOAT. in race 9 at Del Mar, the GOAT number 5, race 9, post time 6:15. Tell us about the website, JONHARDON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar. Tomorrow, Monday, special day of racing out at Gulfstream. Selections will be up this afternoon after 12 noon Pacific time.
John, can't wait to catch you on air with Bob and John next Saturday, 9 to 10. Have a great day, and folks, good luck to everybody out there. My thanks to Elliot Kams, Chris Monreal, and hoping you have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next week. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Join us Saturday, September the 5th for the final Angels Camp Stadium Series of the Year, presented by Chick-fil-A SoCal. This baseball clinic gives young ballplayers between the ages of 6 and 12 the